In our studio right now, we have Tom Rice from over there in the Appleton area, Swift County area. Thanks for coming in, Tom.
Well, thank you for having me.
You got some exciting news to pass along to us here in a couple of weeks.
Yes, on August 27th at 2 p.m., we're going to try to figure out what happened to the missing Mona Lisa from the Swift County Historical Society.
All right.
It's disappeared from the walls.
It has.
Yeah, and you know, it's a very valuable piece of art. We once got almost $5 offer for it.
Oh, wow.
You know, so... So
the missing Mona Lisa.
The missing Mona Lisa, and we're looking for 100 investigators to help us find out what happened.
And that's in Swift County at the Historical Museum?
At the Historical Society, right on Highway 12.
All right. So what do you think happened to the missing Mona Lisa that you're looking for?
Well, we have... 10 people that everyone can interview. They're an interesting group. We believe it was an inside job. We have our janitor, Mike Muskie. He's probably one of the leading candidates.
Oh.
Although he thinks the painting is worthless. But nonetheless, you know, you remember Mike. Mike was a fishmonger from the Lake Oliver area.
Oh, really? Okay, yep.
Yeah, he's people in Madison would probably best know him. He was the guy that sold the tainted lutefisk.
Oh, really?
To the lutefisk festival here.
He did.
Yeah, okay. And that was the one. You know, all the non-Norwegians got food poisoning, and he went out of business. Now the Norwegians thought that lutefisk had a delightful flavor. I'm not one to judge.
Right.
You know, I can't enter that arena. But he's broke now, and he's working as a janitor there. And he might have tried to, you know, abscond with some stuff. So we're kind of got our eye on him.
Okay.
Our head of security is Pat Sullivan.
Pat Sullivan.
Yeah.
Over there in Swift County.
Yeah, yep. He's a Irish art thief.
Oh, he was.
Yeah, he was. Oh, yeah, he was supposed to be reformed. He's a suspect. He thinks it's worthless too. Now we have some people there that love it though, like Billy Borg.
Billy Borg.
Yeah, he's a Swedish member of our board.
Oh, a Swedish.
Yeah. Okay. And he loves Lena from afar. I once tried to ask her for a hand in marriage, but the parents on both sides said no. They didn't like this mixed marriage stuff.
So he might be kind of fatuated with Mona Lisa.
Yeah,
then.
He might want to see. I think he might be, and he's in a very depression now that it's gone. Oh. So he may be faking it, and we don't know. You know, he once offered 10 pounds of Swedish meatballs to Ole for it.
Seriously?
Yeah, but wow. Ole says he don't like nothing Swedish. Yeah, so. I don't know. Again, these are just things we hear.
A lot of possibilities.
We've got Tina Thrift.
Tina Thrift.
Yeah, she's our president of our board.
Okay.
She's really tight with a buck. So.
Seriously, wow.
Yeah, she's mad that the insurance was canceled.
Oh.
Except the reason it was canceled was she refused to pay the bill. Oh. And now you can't recover on the insurance, but she thinks we still should be able to.
That's a suspect right there,
There's
I think.
Somebody who's probably involved someplace.
So we got to find out who took the Mona Lisa from the Swift County Historical Museum. That's what we're trying to find
That's
out,
what
right?
we're trying to find
any
out.
More these are some, any more?
Well, we got Cuts O'Toole.
Cuts O'Toole.
Yeah, he works for the Bavarian Barbershop of Bayside. It's actually Benson, but the Bavarian brothers thought it was much more literate if you went with Bayside. You wouldn't want to get a shave from him because he gets the name Cuts, not from cutting hair. he kind of slips with that scissors.
I see that, So these are just some of your favorite.
These are some of our customers.
Scandinavian characters.
Well,
in
we got Bjorn Bosch. He's a full Norwegian, and he bought it. He's the executive director. Oh. He bought the Mona Lisa without board approval.
Really?
Well,
how much
he was,
buy it for? I wonder.
Well, he was with his mother. She's kind of really bossy.
Okay.
Except his mother, tells him.
Okay.
And they were together, and she had some of the leftover lutefisk, you know, the tainted stuff.
Right.
And she was getting stomach cramps from it and possible food poisoning. And she started to cry, and he thought it was because she loved the picture, so we bought it.
Oh.
I bought it from Ole for a pound of the tainted lutefisk.
Okay.
So,
all right.
Well, what can I tell you?
There's a lot of suspects here.
There's a lot of suspects, and there's even more that we haven't talked about.
Okay.
So,
we got to find this missing Mona Lisa. It's a very valuable painting, you said.
Yeah, we believe so. Yeah. Well, we don't like things disappearing at the museum, no matter what their value is. There's a lot of debate on what its value is.
So you're looking for
Greta Goodeye. She's our
Greta Goodeye.
Yeah, she's our art restorer, and she also does our appraisals. She's blind in the left eye. It was a tragic Klub accident that caused her blindness, and she doesn't see very well out of the other eye, and she's colorblind. but she does a good job.
What's her name again?
Greta Goodeye.
Greta Goodeye. Okay.
Yeah. And she does all our restoration and art appraisal work.
Oh, okay. Another suspect there.
Yeah, and she's a personal friend of Sven. She thinks it's a wonderful painting. Gorgeous. Of course she had a, you know, she used to be a lover of Sven's.
Oh,
so you don't know.
You don't know.
You don't know what's going on
behind the scenes.
Yeah. So it could be things happening.
Yeah. We got to find this missing Mona Lisa for sure. So, Tom, you need some help, don't you?
Yes, we do. And we can use some investigators. It's $10 to be an investigator, and we'll be about an hour, and then we'll hopefully wrap it all up.
So, where are all the investigators going to meet and when?
Well, they're going to meet on August 27th at 2 p.m. at the Swift County Historical Society. And you can buy tickets in advance. It's limited to 100 people just because of the size.
Right.
You only have 10 suspects, and you need some room to get around. But they'll be all over the museum, so you'd have to walk through the museum and visit with them and ask them questions, you know, pertinent questions to figure out where they were, what they were doing.
Yep.
Did they have means, motive, and opportunity
to do this dastardly deed? Yeah, swipe the Mona Lisa.
Yeah.
So this is for sure a mystery at the museum.
Yes, indeed.
Yep. So Sunday, August 27th, you might want to put that on your calendar. And if you're listening to this, you want to help Tom find the missing Mona Lisa, show up at the Swift County Historical Museum in Benson. Where's that located at?
That's located on Highway 12, just west, just as you get into Benson on Highway 12 on the west side. It will be on the south side of the street.
Okay. And I know so many people want to help you, Tom, so you better get your ticket early.
Yes, you can call ahead 320-843-4467, and you can reserve tickets and purchase them in advance, and we'd be happy to take care of that for you if you're interested.
All right.
In figuring out this, what's happening. We're at a loss.
Yep, that's just terrible that the Mona Lisa portrait is missing from the Swift County Historical Museum.
Well, it might be worth as much as $5.
Yeah,
we don't know, or it might be worth hundreds of thousands. We don't know.
Yeah, and who are those characters again, those names?
Well, there's Billy Borg.
Okay, Billy Borg.
And Greta Goodeye, Mike Muskie. He's got his daughters there too, Mabel Muskie, and we haven't talked about her, Ethel Berry, who we haven't talked about. Pat Sullivan, Cuts O'Toole, just to name a few of them.
Yep, a lot of people. So
there's 10 people that we'll be interviewing.
All right. So mystery at the museum, and investigators are needed to find the missing Mona Lisa.
Absolutely.
Tom, I hope you find it.
I think we'll get a good set of investigators.
All right. That's Sunday, August 27th, 2 o'clock at the Swift County Historical Museum in Benson, $10 per person. Give this phone number a call right now, 320-843-4467. That's 843-4467 to get your tickets in advance. Tom, when you find it, come back and we'll find out who did it.
Okay, sounds good.
All right.
Thank you.
Yep, Tom Rice from the Swift County Historical Museum in Benson.